But we just get people to contribute. What if you were at Manifest? I don't know anyone on the call was at Manifest, but just give us like one of your favorite aspects about it, maybe your overall impression, and one of your favorite things. Because if you have to give your testimonial in 10 to 15 seconds, you're on the clock. So go ahead. Anyone?
Mary Jo, Kathy, Mark, Cam.
Love you, girl. Great seeing you.
Yeah, it was absolutely, probably like you said, the best. I had a first-timer that has only been signed up as an all-star for about 1 month. He said it was better than any Emmy or anything, far exceeded his expectations of where he was going. And I had five couples there that are just on fire. It was absolutely fantastic, and I think everybody was touched by everything, all the testimonies. But John O'Leary, hopefully, the power of one will be life-changing for all of us.
Thank you, Dal. Thank you.
Hey,
wonderful.
Mary Jo. Joyce,
yeah, okay.
How was that over here?
Hey, Joyce. Go ahead,
hey, listen, wow, we had 16, 18 people there. I got to tell you, I agree with you. There's never been a better Manifest. Everybody is deeper in love, more confident, building the business. We're moving so fast that, you know, we have a meeting every week, four different meetings a month now in four different places in Michigan.
Wow.
It's just incredible.
Awesome, girl.
The company is the best. They gave us more than we could even expect. Thank you so much for everything you do, Jodell.
Thank you,
Jodell.
Mary Jo. Yeah, Jodell. I got you covered, girl. I got you covered. Go ahead.
Hi.
Mike, is that?
This is Carl, Team Hope in Bremerton.
Hey, Carl.
I was the one that told Kathy it was better than the Emmys, which I think it was. But and it was my first event. I'm a new associate, and so I was just floored. The energy that everybody brought, the testimony, I was so impressed that so many associates were doctors. I'm not talking about company employees. I'm talking about associate doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
also just all the personal stories of the presidentials was very inspiring. And before I go, because I only have a few seconds, I just wanted to say, Mary Jo, for you to be up this time in the morning after that event, be back on the phone. I would so appreciate all your enthusiasm, all your hard work, and I just wanted to thank you.
Thank you. Absolutely. Love it. Well, I love doing it, and I love it getting in people's hands because there's so much great information. I want everybody to have it. So, Carl, just know when you have a big group of in your organization, which you will have, with your attitude and your dedication to be there as a first-time associate, I'm going to tell you, you're going to grow a gargantuan organization. And when some of those people can't get to go to Manifest, get them on Mary Jo's Monday Morning Call. Okay, I'll guarantee I'll never stop doing this. So, anyone else?
Mary Jo, this is Sharon.
Hey, Sharon.
I was totally wowed. And my girls that came with me, they were totally wowed.
Yeah.
And I just the one thing I think that I got the most is that I was able to tack down my why. I've been dancing around it.
Yep.
But at Manifest, I was able to tack it down because of all the testimonials and the, you know, wow. That's all I can say.
Great.
We were all tears when we left yesterday. We just couldn't, it's just, you can't put it into words, the experience.
Thanks, sweetie. Great. Anyone else? Okay, good. Well, great. Thank you guys for your stepping up your testimonials. I know we need every minute possible to go over the outline. Yeah, who is that?
This is Fred.
Hi, Fred. Good seeing you, good guy.
Everything they say. Two things that stood out. Paul Zane Pilser.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And what he's saying our future is going to unfold
mm-hmm.
is what's going to be happening, what is happening to our economy. And I've got to listen to you closely today about that because there's so much, and I want to make sure I get this right. But it was
pretty got
dramatic.
It. And don't, and I'll warn you, Fred, don't worry about getting it right today because we don't have enough time to really dedicate to it. I'm going to do a special call on Monday, not next Monday, but the one after, and I'm going to get a panel of three people, myself being one, to discuss the intricacies of what Paul Zane Pilser said, and how do we apply it to catapult our business in the next coming years. How's
Beautiful.
That? Got it? That's what that, it deserves more than me reviewing it on a Monday morning call, right?
Okay, I totally
okay?
agree.
So
I mean,
guarantee you that'll
right.
happen.
And then the other thing, Dr. Kassir and Dr. Nugent, their input about our skin program,
mm-hmm.
And then also the training on Sunday,
yep.
What Dr. Nugent had to say about youth, I mean, I just learned a ton.
Yeah, and it revitalized youth, right? You felt like this is a revitalization of youth, exactly.
Yeah.
A
yeah.
product that many of us have kind of left on the shelf for the last 6 months or 8 months or whatever, right? Now
no,
we're pulling
right.
it back off the shelf and we're going to run with the wind. And
right.
there's good news on that front, too. Great. Thank you, Fred.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to run. I know a lot of you probably still want to make comments, but if I'm going to get through a 30-some page outline, it's going to be racing with the wind as it is. So let's jump in and start talking about the content. I'm giving you guys the Thursday morning presidential meeting. I don't always do this on a review of manifest, but because my team that I went to South Africa was basically on stage, I really wanted to share with you a lot of the great information about culture and everything that was going on in South Africa. Okay, so we'll go over that as well. And it's important for you to understand it because it's part of the culture we're trying to build here. Hang on 1 second. Thanks, everybody. Sorry, we just had some noise in the background I needed to quash. Okay, so anyway, so I wanted to give it to you because it's all about South Africa. It's all about the three-point plan. It's all about the culture and everything, the environment down there, and I thought it would help you guys start grabbing onto it. So let's jump in. Okay, Ray Robbins was first on Thursday morning. This is just the presidentials were there. And you can read through his stuff. He just talked about unity, and he talked about the list of things that are critical to implement in your life. And I'm not going to review them. They're right there on the page. Second, Bob Adam got up, and he talked about South Africa. Of course, he was the kingpin. He was our leader in South Africa. And he put the team together that went down there a couple weeks ago. And he talked about the VCR, V standing for vision, C, culture, R, rhythm. And, of course, it's really critical to get the VCR, and I love the idea that it's an acronym that we can all remember. But, and the vision is everybody in South Africa, everybody here now, we look at this company and we know we're going to be a billion-dollar company. We know we're going to hit $1 billion. And we almost hit $200 million this past year, $190 million, so we don't have far to go when we get the energy right in North America. Read books to grow you. You know, he magic all the books that people are reading, the things that people are really going after these days, and he just threw out a few of those, which happened to be the three books that Luciano read that totally changed his life. And it brings the vision. You know, these vision have unity on the vision. Everybody has the same vision. So you have to find people who have greater vision than you do. That's what we look for. To be that billion-dollar company, you want to be a part of that. Grab onto the vision. Paulette Roy got up. She talked about the three powers, the power of unity. And she talked about it like a tapestry with woven threads. We're all different colors, but when we weave together, guess what? That's what holds us together. It makes us stronger. And that's what the power of unity is about, power of submission. It's not about bowing down. It's about what? The power of taking unity and putting it in action. It's the power of the oneness. And we saw it and we talked about it as we were at Manifest about some things weren't exactly in agreement with what we had, but you know what? We were able to be in unity around what? About being together, be reinforcement, be stay positive, no negative words. Everything was really cool about that. So the submission and the power of unity really worked together hand in hand. And the power of the spoken word. Affirmation, she talked heavily about affirmations, how big that's been in her life since she's been back. Ron Roy talked about definition of culture, and he looked up in Webster's Dictionary. You can do that on your own. But it's all about gratitude. You know, the culture they have is incredible gratitude for whatever we have, the harmony, the integrity, all these things. And it's about why not you and why not now, right? I know the outline's got a typo there, but why not you and why not now? That's the question you ask. What does it take to be hungry, honorable, honorable, all those things? And we do critical characteristics because you're looking for people that are hungry. You want to work with people that are hungry. If you're in this business, don't grab people who are not hungry. because they will just absolutely drain you of every ounce of energy. And if you have somebody who's not hungry and you want to say, but Mary Jo, I think they're going to be great, well, then help them find their why and get it so clear that they'd rather stop breathing than not achieve their why. If they can say that to you, then you know you got the right person. But help them if they don't have hunger, give them time to find it, but don't spend 6 months going down a path with somebody that's just going to dilly-dally around and pull time and energy from you because it robs you from being successful. Okay, next, we want to talk about Mary Jo. Oh, that's me. I talked about edification, and it's critically important that we know why we edify people, you create an expectation of people which allows them to be incredibly powerful in your organization. It helps people believe in themselves. So, and we saw edification across the board, the entire manifest. I mean, people got on stage, and the first thing they did was they honored their upline. I mean, it was honoring across the board. And the power of just doing that from stage, it gives this incredible sense of honor throughout the whole manifest, not just to the person that was being honored, but it's incredibly important for our culture to shift in that direction, and that's what that helped to do, and we will never stop doing that. And as Kirsten Pierce says, it builds an incredible success quotient in your business. I gave a bunch of examples of how to honor, and I'll probably do a Monday call just on edification because it's so big to capture all of it, but we edify everyone, upline, downline, corporate. We always are edifying if you ask when. What do we edify? We edify the unseen things, the great leadership qualities, the honesty, the integrity, the character in people. They're passionately committed to my business. They're just, those are the kind of things we edify. And how do we do it? With as much exuberance as possible. And we are going to create a culture of education. Julia Hsu is excellent. She gave her testimonial, and she talked about formal education gives you a living, self-education gives you a fortune, right? And the concept of meetings and events and making sure people are constantly going to that. And she emphasized one main thing that we heard over and over in South Africa, our product is people. It's not Ambertos. So if our product's people, what do we need to build? People skills, right? And what are people looking for? Mission, purpose, health, and money. So when they come to meetings, you help solve their problems. Charlie Belt and Judy Quick took on rhythm, and the importance of rhythm is that you keep consistently flowing. You flow like a river. You have rhythm. And it's about, you know, your daily actions are critically important. Your biweekly meetings are critically important. Your monthly trainings are important. Your webinars you're doing are important. Your national events are important. Your super regionals that are coming in all of your areas are critically important. Attendance is important. It's all part of core basic activities that we do, a rhythm we create in our own life, and a rhythm we create within our business, how we're doing our business every day, what we do every day, what we commit to, all those things. May got up and spoke, and she was great because she doesn't speak a lot. I speak a lot in English, and she does a lot of translating, but she was great as well. She talked about the importance of personal development and our own personal growth, and when we get our why clear, we'll be right on top of things. And the idea is to really grow yourself, but really she brought up the point about Jack Welch, who is the ex-president of General Electric, and he said, you know, I go out, they ask him if he reads books. He goes, yeah, but the difference between me is I read books, I gain knowledge, and I apply it. You don't. That's what you want to start distinguishing in your life. Am I doing all that reading? Why isn't my life changing? Well, how is the book changing your life? That's why in my book reviews I say, and how is that chapter going to change your life? What are you changing in your life to adopt the principles you're learning in your books? Then Al got on stage and kind of introduced Manifest, right? And he got to all of the presidentials. He introduced, he talked about revolution. That's the theme of Manifest was revolution. And it's a revolution of thinking. We need to help people change their thinking, understanding where we're going, the new economy, the sharing economy. He talked a lot about that. He talked about some changes in the comp plan, which I'll go over in a minute. So it was just, but the concept that, you know, people, this was one of my favorite quotes from Al. He said, you know, when we go out there, people aren't looking to sell powder and pills. So don't go out and teach people about selling powders and pills. That's not going to grab them. People want a vision. They want to be part of a revolution. They want to make a difference. So go out there and talk about that. That's what's going to be your attractor factor to bring people on. So they don't go out, oh, we're a nutritional supplement company, and if you want to sell powder and push powder and pills, then come with us, the three Ps, push, powder, and pills. wrong. Okay, so get that clear. We're about making a difference. We're going to change this world, and we are a revolution. And then Diego got on stage, and Russ Wood, and I'm going to talk about what they shared at Manifest in front of stage and everybody, but they went through the opening of Colombia and Hong Kong and why international growth is so important. So then Thursday night we had Manifest kickoff. Rob Sennett got up first, and he talked about cutting through the fad to get to the lean. We usually use the word fat, but he called it fad because he talked about all the fatty weight loss programs. Lose weight, it's all fad. He says there's two reasons it's driven: because of class reunions and weddings. People fake like they're living healthy lifestyles. They go on these crash diets to go to a wedding or class reunion when really they're just have a terrible approach to life. He says, rather than do fad dieting, why not eat healthy and exercise, use intelligent supplementation, and do some GI tract re-engineering. That's another whole topic that we're going to spend time on the Monday calls, because I want everybody to get that down clear, and it's not as simple as 1, 2, 3. And it's new. Your brain, your immune system, your neurological system all interact with your digestive tract. So the problem is that in our Western lifestyle, our Western lifestyle is so bad with our choices, our sedentary lifestyle, our quantity versus quality, and some of you are Costco members like me, and I guarantee you it's all about quantity when you go to Costco. And nearly 50% of our food is wasted. You put the fruits and veggies in the crisper, but he called it the rotter instead of the crisper, and we throw half of them away. Food preservation chemicals, all this stuff is trashing our foods. Time for a revolution, right? The new wellness revolution. And it's going to be incredible. You're going to hear from Paul Zane Pierce in a little bit, but he talked about personal devices will increase awareness for us. And the current nutrition marketplace is way too complicated for many ordinary customers, so we need to simplify it. And we have incredible solutions through Manatech. And so we're on this wellness as a personal journey. We're going to help people take that personal journey. And he talked about the GI tract. It produces cofactors, vitamin B12, vitamin K, cortisol, cytokines. All these things are critically important and are produced in the GI tract. And it's critically important that we change our GI tract bacteria so they're healthy. How do we support it? Glyconutrients, probiotics, and healthy food choices. And he talked about two different bacteria that determine a person. They now are finding new science that suggests that there are two different bacteria that determine whether you're going to be fat or you're going to be thin. And it depends on your overload factor and your GI tract. They're bacteroids and firmicutes or something. I can't pronounce them right, but that's how you spell them. Anyway, we're going to do a big program on that on a Monday call. So you can just know that this is a hot topic, is this whole GI tract reengineering. And it's critical that we work with that. So GIR basics, he talks a lot about what do you do to cleanse that GI tract and keep it healthy. And he gave you 6 steps. I put them in the outline for you. And then there is a special CEO pack with Advanced Ambritose, Nutriveris, GI Pro, Slim Sticks, Osalate. And he talked about how he builds a smoothie. He talked about how he eats on a daily basis and sleep patterning. All of that he brought up. It was an awesome presentation. And what an example to have a CEO that steps up and says, this is what we need to be doing. This is a lifestyle, and he's been committed to it, and he's thrown off over 20 pounds in the last 8 months or so, and he looks like Superman. In fact, he wore the Superman outfit on stage. All right, Al Bala then got up and talked about how awesome it was to have a wellness revolution that's fully embodied by our CEO. Of course, some of us in the stands were going, okay, Al, it's your turn, right? Because he said, our CEO is doing great. He lost 20 pounds. All I do is go and buy a bigger tux every year. And I can start laughing. But Al can take this on equally as well. In fact, they're not that many years apart in terms of age. I think Rob just turned 50, and Al's in his mid-50s, so they're really close, or early 50s, so they're really close in age, and we want to fight for all of our officers to take on a wellness revolution, so we reflect that, and as well as all of us in the field. You know, he says it's important for us, if we're going to attract people to wellness, we better look well, right? And it's a personal decision we make every day. It doesn't happen until you make the decision. And he talked about Paul Zane Pilzer. He gave a little lead into what we were going to get later. He talked about Uberize. I don't know how many of you have Uber, but we actually put a couple presidentials. Lydia booked a Uber ride for Ron and Paulette Roy, leaving the hotel for them to go back home. for their first experience with Uber. So that's kind of fun. If you haven't done Uber, understand it's big, and it's only getting bigger. And what it is, we'll talk about that later. Recognition. Then we went through recognition, top rookies of the year, top enrollers. I put down a lot of quotes out of their mouth. I didn't get all the names. Sorry, people, I didn't have enough time to get all that to put in the outline today, but you'll find them all listed on Manatech's website. Our number one top business builder of the year award went to Luciano Fidalgo. Of course, you know that he's got South Africa underneath him, and then a lot of Spain. The majority of Spain is underneath Luciano as well, and they just opened that country. So he's doing terrific, and we're just so proud of him. And the Giving Spirit Award this year went to Gary Sanford, and the Sam Castor Award for Top Employee went to Susan Wakefield. Okay, then after that recognition, Sarah Bowen got up and talked about her vision for M5M Foundation, and she is one awesome lady. If you don't know her, you got to get to know her. And if you, I know Manatech send out some All About Manatech information, and Sarah, they put a bunch of information there about Sarah's talk on Thursday night, and it was all about her history, about the, you know, what built her heart for missions and how critical missions were to her. And then when she got this job, when Roy, our CEO, Dr. Rob, approached her with the offer to have her be the you know, the head of M5M Foundation, nothing could have been sweeter for her in her life. That meant the world to her. It's a dream job. So we're just really excited about M5M Foundation and where we're going with it. So expect more from that. At every moment, at every regional, it'll be emphasized, and you'll be able to connect with Sarah in a great way. Friday morning, Rob Senna kicked off the morning with 100 patents now. We had this huge celebration. Oh, and by the way, just so you get an idea of the atmosphere, I didn't put any of the entertainers in here, people, but we had entertainers throughout, and they were all awesome. They broke up and they made it lots of fun for all of us, and they broke up the constant, you know, from the stage of trainings and everything. It was done so well, you never felt overwhelmed at any segment by getting too much information from stage because of the breakup with all the entertainment. But after Sarah Bowen's presentation, they had a bunch of the board members get out there and the chief executive officers, and they released, like, I don't know, a couple thousand, I mean, must have been 5,000 orange balloons from the ceiling that came down on all of us. And it was awesome. Everybody was hooting and hollering, having a blast from that. On Friday morning, when Rob Senna got up and he talked about the 100 patents, at the end of his talk, they released all this confetti for a celebration of our 100th patent. And it's important for us to understand what it takes to get patents and what it gives to us in terms of protection. And so I gave you that information in the outline as well. Dr. Steve Nugent that got on stage and talked about youth, that you're going to want it by the gallon when you understand it. He says competitors use swelling, which cause wrinkles to disappear temporarily, filling in like Bondo. He compared it to the stuff you put in a car when you sand it down and then you put the fill in to fill out a car, a big dent you can't pop back out. That's what that is, same kind of stuff, but again, all temporary. And then tightening, they use drying agents. If you pull it tight, you can do it temporary. And here's his quote from stage. You have no competition when you understand what goes on with youth. You have no competition when you understand what goes on with youth. Because we don't use shortcuts. We use patented microsphere delivery. It's ours. We have I didn't know we had an exclusive on it. We also have the patented on the natural mannitol glycan technology and more actives than any leading competitor. In fact, that's great. All those three things that you can combine, and that's what our product has. The science behind youth video, they played that. Of course, we know the language in the past when I taught and trained this. L'Oreal calls glycans a holy grail of anti-aging. We are the global pioneer in nutritional glycobiology. That language was used, and I loved it, so I put it in the outline as well. And we own glycan patents, right? We own them. Synthetic glycan molecules are symmetrical. Natural glycan molecules are asymmetrical. And here's the clincher. Those glycan molecules, in order to create the cell-cell communication, they have to fit into the docking site. And they have to be asymmetrical because that's how God created them. So what do you think happens to the synthetic glycans people are making? Think about that one. Pretty interesting, isn't it? And he said, if you want to help your skin, you know, from an internal perspective, take Ambertose AO and omega-3s with vitamin D3, most critical products to help skin in our entire line. And he said, if you're only going to use one of those three, make it AO. Why? Well, we know AO has a lot of Ambertose in it, but it's anti-aging. That's what this product's all about, is anti-aging, and our AO has phenomenal when it comes to anti-aging properties. Then Dr. Kassir got up and he talked about from the doctor perspective, you know, our biggest organ in our body is our skin. It serves as a barrier for outside intruders, and it also regulates our temperature. He talked about how it impacts skin, and we have many things that impact skin, skin type, photo damage, lifestyle. So there's so many varieties of skin out there that are impacted by not just what your, you know, culture is, but all the other things that have happened in your life, including cancer, thyroid, diabetes, all those things. But he compared, he talked about what's the difference between, you know, treatment versus youth. Well, when you do Botox injections, they go to the fourth layer. They go to the muscular area, and they paralyze. They use toxins that actually paralyze the tissue, and that's what's happening. Where what do? We just say, use youth day in, day out, and watch your skin get better over time. Because what it's doing is it's feeding your skin. It's helping the collagen, helping that. It's not about a one-time fix. It's not about temporary. It's about feeding your skin to allow your skin to be beautiful the rest of your life. So I'm an advocate, of course, of it. Everybody knows, and I will never stop using it. And I've been using it every day since the day I started, which is about a year and 4 months now, or almost a year and a half. So great. Then they had a panel of Dr. Kassir, Jackie Pat, and Al Bala. I'm not even sure I spelled Jackie's name right there. I have a friend from Australia named Pat, and that's how she spells it, so I apologize for that. They talked about fillers, why you need actives. Actives are so critical. They what distinguishes a product. We have the most active ingredients out of any other skincare products. We have 34 different ingredients in our skincare products, which is an outrageous number as well, but 20 of them are 100% natural, and we have so many actives in there that, you know, that's what adds our number of ingredients up. They talked about Dermcom, which is the crocus bulb extract, and you can get all that information, cell-cell signaling with growth factors. Keratinocytes signal growth factor to get the fibroblasts to make collagen. Well, this is cell-to-cell signaling. So Dermcom, even before Manatech got involved with Dr. Kassir, Dermcom already had a cell-to-cell kind of signaling concept in the product. This was really big. You can highlight this on your outline where Jackie said, last year at the International Skincare Show in Paris, guess what they were talking about? Cell-to-cell communication. Wow. She probably felt so awkward. She thought, I think I'm at a glyconutrient seminar. Manatech is already beyond that. And her quote was this, not a competitor who can touch us. That's what she said. And she's from the manufacturer. Kassir talked about the new ingredient from Burma. That was that natural sunscreen makeup due to many actives in youth. Some will have a reaction from it. He talked about that. He also discussed the Viola tricolor extract. But he said the number one word, anti-aging, is the word to describe youth. That's what that product is, anti-aging, right? And they also discussed preservatives, and they said no product can have no preservatives. So if somebody's telling you that, it's only because the regulations on skincare allow you to put certain preservatives in it and still call it natural. Do you love that? So talk about, let's confuse the consumer. One more time, even our laws allow them to, our marketers to confuse the consumer. Why? Because marketers spend billions of dollars on manipulating the regulators. It's pretty clear what happens in our world today. So when anyone claims that their skincare is 100% natural, you want to run the opposite direction. Why is that? It's the same thing that Dr. Kassir said. Every bit of water that exists is going to attract and grow bacteria, and it's going to grow mold. And one of the numbers that were given, it's something like bacteria grows, it multiplies 70, in the first 22 hours, it multiplies 72 times. So if you want to put that on your face, that's up to you. But he says, if you don't have a preservative in there, if you don't have something that's going to destroy that mold and stop that mold from occurring in bacteria, you're going to have it in your products. Then Monin Merker, you can go look her up. I didn't get a chance to go into the storefront at all. I was so busy. But she has a machine that crosses nutrition with, you know, sales. So it tells you nutrition and skincare to increase your sales. So what you do is you go and take this picture of your face, and it can read out 13 separate conditions the machine picks up of in your face. And one of my people actually bought this. They're going to be using it at bridal fairs and all. I think it's a great thing if you're going to do fairs. It's awesome because people, when they see the results from this machine and all the things, you can discuss the results with people, then guess what happens next? They go, well, how do I correct this? And you sell them youth right there on the spot. Bingo. You'll sell a ton of youth by going through this process to educate people with this machine. So you can look her up on the Internet as well. That's what she does. She has an Internet University for skincare. Angela and Terry were on stage to introduced Ron and Sherry Fisher from Canada and LaWanda Murphy Klein and Bert, who won the face-off, the skincare face-offs, and they were taken to the skincare production facility. Joel Bickman then got on stage, and by the way, we have the best marketing director ever. He is awesome. He is doing a knockdown, drag-out job for this company, trust me. Anyway, he talked about May, June this year, so just a couple of months away, we're going to have youth cleanser and youth moisturizer. So we're going to have a three-piece youth system, which everybody's been waiting for. We're going to have it, okay? I know somebody mentioned eye cream, and I don't know what the story is on that. I'm going to write that down and try to get some feedback so I can let you know, but those three-piece system is out there. He talked about Jim Harbaugh. A lot of you people don't know him, but, of course, I know him well because I love sports. He was the head football coach at Stanford, then took the San Francisco 49ers job, was there for 4 years, and now he's on his way to head up the University of Michigan football team. And great, great coach, and he just did a correlation between the eight things that were similar to Jim Harbaugh that we should take on. And you can read those in the outline as well, but critical for us to really get it, right? Really get it. And these are all great points to evaluate your life. Where are you in regard to these points and see whether you're showing up? Belief, building belief is a huge one. Number seven, believe. We, more than anything else, we need to believe. And you can look at all the things that we have, and I just listed some of them that he put out on his talk that we have that no one else has. Wow, how can you not believe? That's my question. That's a better question. I mean, we have so much going for us. It's just about taking it and running with it. What are you going to do about it? Absolutely. Build belief with your team, set goals, reintroduce it to your organization, reintroduce Manatech, and connect with networkers, you know, and just find out if their companies, do they check all the boxes like we do? And that's what he talked. So it's great. There was recognition throughout. I just threw in here the recognition, new nationals, but they recognized the new regionals, new nationals, new executives, and new presidentials. They all got recognized from stage at different times throughout the day. So if you don't see that in it, just know it happened. Bob Adam got on stage then and talked about ManaTracker, and so many of you are familiar with it on your phone. If you don't have it yet, get in touch with your upline and have them invite you so you can participate on ManaTracker. It's incredible. They talked about, you know, that the number of people that have created results, and there were a couple of guest speakers up there. Jim Harden was one, a gal, and then Keith Gerber. The three of them were on stage. I just recorded some of the things out of Keith's session. And it really is not about a skill level issue. It's about a commitment issue. It's about how do you hold yourself accountable? How are you going to stay committed to doing the things you need to do to build this business the way you need to build this business, to create the results you want to have? Now, it all starts with, what do you want to have? Because if you don't want results, then you're doing a good job if you're not creating them. But if you want to have results, then you got to do what it takes to get the results, and ManaTracker is a must. I'm going to tell you, there's a great, and if you don't want to do it on the phone, you can do it. There's a tracker sheet that they have in the library you can use that's called ManaTracker. So you can do it on the computer as well. So you can do it on, you can use that whole system on your computer, on your iPad, on your phone, whatever way you want to do it. But just do it. It's amazing what personal responsibility steps in when you start looking at your numbers every day. So Keith Gerber talked about it. He says, you know, if you do exactly what you're told to do on a daily basis, you'll accumulate 16 points a day. So he calls his people up every day. He goes, have you got your 16 points yet? It's all about getting to 16 points every day, 16 points every day, 16 points every day, 16 points every day. It's like, and some people, Mary Jo, that's pretty monotonous. I go, I don't know. Is making $1,000 a day monotonous to you? You tell me. Is that monotonous to you? Well, okay, if it's monotonous to you, then don't do it. But this business is not about sitting back and waiting for people to come. You got to go out and get them. That's what this business is about. So anyway, so 16 points a day, that's the new one, and it's kind of going to be my mantra with people is 16 points a day. So get ready, team. You develop it in your team and see what happens. Imagine if even if you had just 10 people in your team that were doing 16 points. For you who are beginners, if you just found one other, if you started doing 16 points a day, huge difference. Because one of the big things we talked about throughout this whole convention was integrity. You can't go out there and expect people to do things you're not willing to do. So stand in integrity. Otherwise, you're booby-trapping not just yourself, but you're booby-trapping everyone you bring involved. Why do you want to be the person responsible for ruining somebody else's business? Starts with leadership. You want to lead. You want to lead by example. Friday afternoon, Stan talked, and Stan Frederick, sorry, spelled his name. again, 3 o'clock in the morning. But yeah, record sales 2014, $290 million. We're up 7%, $28 million in the bank. That's pretty darn good for us. We used to have $80 million before the Texas AG, but guess what? We went down to zero, and now we're up to $28 million in the bank again. Equity, $31 million, and we're up 35% in equity. Profits up over 100%. We went from $3 million to $6.5 million in profitability in 2014. But banner year, so that's great. Warren Buffett, he talked about his fourth rule on investing, which is to get a return of equity of 15%. Earnings, we're over 20%, just to give you an idea where we are. And the one area of no growth last year was our associate base. So he said, I challenge you. He wants us up by 20,000 associates. We need better than 230,000. He wants to get to 250,000 active associates by the end of this year. And you know what? We can do this, right? He talked about some of the negativity in the market around Herbalife with Bill Ackman, still a big hedge fund runner up out in New York, still attacking Herbalife. And they did, so the direct sales industry went out and they did a survey. It says Harris Poll. It was a survey from the Direct Selling Association. And they said two-thirds of the people, they had like 3,500 people they talked to. I thought it was 35,000. That might be a typo too. Sorry, people. We'll correct those when we post it. Two-thirds of the people have purchased from direct sales in the past year. 93% who sell products in the industry made money. 82% they were satisfied with their purchases. So in spite of all the efforts, direct sales globally were up 8%. It's 178 billion. People know it. They're experiencing it. They're 96 million selling globally. So our goal, get to 250,000 associates. They played an eagle video, which if you weren't there, you have no clue, but it was awesome. It's all about how an eagle survives or chooses to stay alive. Because an eagle can extend its life by 30 years after its beak is curved, its talons are ruined, and its feathers are wilted and stuck to each other. And there, it was a great story about eagles in the wilderness and how they have to knock their beak off and they have to pull out their talons and they have to pull out each feather one by one. And they have to shed themselves of all the old in order to become new. And then they live another 30 years and can soar to their highest heights again. It's an amazing video. But obviously we can figure out what the analogy is, right, team? Everybody get it on this call? It's pretty black and white. Then Adam got on stage, talked about the three-point plan, leadership revolution. He talked about that's what it is. It's a leadership revolution. It really is a leadership, development leadership revolution. They have 1,900 people at events, 19 presidential. So the ratio about 1 to 100 in terms of presidentials to people. Clear about the incredible importance of vertical dedicated leadership. So there's tremendous mentoring training of leaders. That's the cornerstone of the program. He went through the important things of the VCR we talked about earlier, vision, the three powers and the three H's, all part of that whole concept of the three-point plan. Cultural elements are applied, the vital signs being healthy, achiever levels strategically interwoven towards silver. People, when they get to achiever status, almost boom, it's like next step is over presidential. You get it? It's really cool because it just flows. If you can get to achiever and you make achiever, guess what? You're going to duplicate yourself and you're going to become silver presidential. That's kind of the whole philosophy behind this. And if you choose to get to gold, you can go and grow another leg, your third leg to presidential. And if you choose platinum, you can pick another leg. But you're really focused because the majority of people would be really happy if they just got to silver presidential, right? I mean, if you were making like $8,000 to $10,000 every month, you're making $120,000, $150,000 a year, would you be happy with that? A lot of people would. And that's the way the structure works, but it also allows you to build that third leg to presidential if you choose, and you build a fourth leg to platinum if that's your next choice. So, and that's what some of the people are doing. All their silvers now are working towards gold and platinum. And they talked about all the predictable things, the things they look at, leadership level, GPV, dollars. They look at enrollments, automatic orders, leadership development, how many leaders you're building, how many people on automatic order, critical, vital signs, all those things. All vital signs to tell whether you have a healthy organization. Luciano got up and talked about the overview of the three-point plan, and I didn't get much of his because I was in the back at the time, but he talked about it really being a system, and it's great that we finally have a system. We have total unity around it, and it's totally duplicatable. And if you don't know much about it and you're still floundering a little bit, trust me, we're going to be in the field and at the super regionals giving advice, question-answer periods, training and teaching it throughout so everybody can get as comfortable as possible with it. Dr. Stevens Hines got up, and I actually got this. Watch his. He talked about personal development and belief and commitment. to all the books he went through, as you know, all the books it takes. It's really about you changing your thinking. Remember, this is a revolution about thinking. We need to change our thinking to change our results to change the world, right? All of it's going to start with change our thinking. And how big a role books played in his life to allow him to really get it, because he was a small thinker when he was growing up. And a lot of us were, because we had parents from the Depression. Next, Mary Jo Hilliger spoke. Who's that? Oh, that was me. And I talked about the achiever position and what it's all about. And you can read through the outline. There's nothing I'm going to add to that except what I put in the outline. But it really was telling people what an achiever is. What is the position? And why is it so bloody important? And the most important thing to remember is this. I have people in my organization that are executive directors that have very unhealthy organizations. Very unhealthy, because they only have one healthy leg. You don't want to go out there and build a ton of GPV with no leaders in it. You build leaders. This is a leadership culture. It's a leadership business. You want to build leaders. Find and grow leaders. That is what makes it a sustainable business. And The Cycle of Leadership is a great book by Noel Tichy, and he just says that the company's success is directly tied to its ability to create successful leaders. That's directly out of that book. And that's exactly what Launching a Leadership Revolution, that book by Orrin Woodward, you know, it's all about what we do. And I love this quote. I took it out of South Africa. The guy on stage said it, and I loved it so much I wrote it down. I'm using it today. The person you are today is not the same person who's going to be making $250,000 per year. So who do you need to change? You. So we need to get a conviction in our heart to become great leaders. Paul Zane Pilser then was on stage, and I mean, what do I have, 12 pages of notes just from his? A lot of great stuff. I mean, he's got probably 6 pages of my outline, right? He does. He has 5.5 pages of my outline, right? So you can read through this, but he really talked in a nutshell. He talked about that we have this incredible economic abundance coming in this world, but it's going to come at a cost. And the cost is because technology is growing so rapidly and it's erasing jobs so fast that people are going to be doubling the amount of income they make because they're going to half the number of people they need in order to make that income. So we're going to see huge growth in income, but what's going to happen? 50% of the people are going to be left without jobs, right? So, and he kind of tied the analogy with, like, take a desert island. And you have 10 people that go out fishing every day with their fishing poles. A missionary comes to the desert island and introduces a net. So all of a sudden it only takes 2 fishermen to capture the equal amount, if not more, fish that it took 10. What a great efficiency, right? Everybody happy? No. Why aren't they happy? Because 8 people are unemployed. We just put 8 people out of jobs, right? So that's the transition that we're going to see happening. But he calls it the greatest opportunity for entrepreneurship. This is going to be incredibly critical for entrepreneurship because these people are going to be looking for something to do, and entrepreneurship is perfect to fill that. He also talked extensively about what? Our wellness crisis that we're in. And what shocked him, we did get to the trillion-dollar industry, but it didn't happen as fast as he predicted in his trillion-dollar industry book that he wrote back in 2000. And one of the main reasons was that when he was looking at it back then and wrote the book, 20% of our population was obese and overweight, right? He said today, 65%. He never thought we would fall into such irresponsibility as human beings. But he doesn't necessarily put the blame on the human beings, although I will never take the concept of choice away from people. But our environment in the United States, why is the U.S. the least healthy nation of all developed nations? He said it's because of our terrible foods. It says it's awful. He said $1.5 trillion is the food industry, which is 95% processed fast foods, and they make it, the foods are made so they last for years. So how many preservatives do you think are in every bit of food you bite? Every time you go to a fast food restaurant, you are eating cardboard, something that's made to last for 20 years, and you're putting it in your body. Think of all the chemicals you just put in your body. I hope that thought just stops any of you on this call today from ever stopping at a fast food restaurant again. It's pathetic what we're putting in our human bodies, right? Only 5% of what we eat in the United States today comes from the land. Everything else is processed foods. They just want to sell more food. And he talked about the French fries and how they do so many meal deals, and they put actresses and movie stars. They will spend unlimited money to cause you to buy food. They figured out that it's easier to sell another product to an already existing customer than to get a new customer. So guess what? That's why everybody buying Frito-Lays is, and I don't buy them, is like in the obesity category, because they convinced you to buy six of their products, not just one. That's how they grow their business. It's unbelievable what they're doing. And that's why you see new brands come out, new flavors. You go into Doritos today. Do they have seven different flavors of Doritos on the shelves? Remember when Doritos first came out, it was Dorito corn chips. Getting this, they know you as a consumer, and they're manipulating the heck out of our society to cause us to be disaster. And you know what? Does a medical industrial complex care? Absolutely not, because all that the food companies are doing to destroy our health is creating a massive, incredible amount of income to the medical industrial complex, including our pharmaceutical companies, because they jump on board and they decide we're going to make drugs to mask symptoms, not to cure, heal, or mitigate, because we don't want a one-stop shop. We don't want you to only buy one pill one time. We want you to buy it the rest of your life. He went on and on and on about this wellness. He describes the sickness industry and our food industry. I mean, it's just devastating. It's so wonderful that, I mean, it's wonderful because we get it. Being in Manatech, we get it. But 65% of our population is clueless. And that's our job. And we'll talk about that. As I told, you know, Fred earlier in the discussion, he gave us so much meat and there's so much greatness in what he gave us that we're going to get a panel. I'm going to get two other presidentials and we're going to talk about application of Paul Zane Pilser's principles in growing our business today. What are we going to do about it, right? I mean, build some trifolds, build some materials, help out so everybody in the field can take this information from an intelligent perspective. Because I have an undergraduate degree in economics. So sitting and listening to Paul Zane Pilser for me was like, I was salivating. I mean, it was so awesome. I could pick up all his principles, all his concepts, all the things he was doing. But I know that the average person in that audience is not in that same stead. And there's no question that I want to dedicate my time and energy to help everyone along so they all grasp these principles in a way that we can really use them as a group of people on a unified basis throughout all of the United States and North America. So I dedicate that to all of you, and I will make sure to make that happen. And any of you on this call today as presidentials, if you feel that you would like to be part of that panel of three, send me an email so I can talk to you about it and we can kind of bounce ideas off or make a contribution to it. I'm going to take as much contribution as I can, assimilate all the data. I'll go to Manatech, and you know what? I'm going to get them to produce it all, and I'm going to get them to produce it in 5 seconds flat. Now, I'm not going to guarantee that's going to come true, but that's what my projection is. So I'm all in, and I'm going to get Al all in, and I'm going to get Bob Adam all in, and we're going to get Joel Bigman all in, and it's going to happen, okay? My guarantee to you that this will be something out within the next 4 weeks, because it is a must that we utilize all this information. And Friday night he came back, they had a panel discussion, and I gave you a ton of stuff in there about the Uber economy, the sharing economy, why it's so critical for us, how we can double down on it in direct sales, which is so awesome. That night we had the testimonials of Johanna, the Anamnids, Julia Zhu. I put them all in the outline. You can read it. It's in Thank You Nat Weeks, because I didn't have anywhere near those notes while that was going on, and I borrowed off a lot of Nat's notes to finish off this outline. Saturday morning session was Mike Greer. He's a super athlete that's 76 years old, and guess what? 15 years ago, he started on Manatech products. The first triathlon he ran after he started on the products, he broke every record, both biking, running, and swimming. All three categories, he did better. He beat his all-time records after he started using Manatech products. He will never stop using them. He now is doing, he has been for 25 years, running a Ironman contest out in Buffalo Springs Lake, which is outside of Lubbock. And guess who's a sponsor this year? Manatech. And we have five teams we can put together. So people, I'm going to keep announcing this. It's going to be an announcement. We need people who want to contribute and be a part of it. They can be tag teams. You can just do one part of it. You could do the swimming or the running or the biking. Choose one part. But we want to be well represented there. And we want it because it's going to have publicity international. It's an international event. So let's jump on board. Okay, everybody? So if you like to run, bike, or swim, I want you at that Ironman And the date is June 28th. Put it on your calendar. Manotick will probably have hotels there with big events going on and you know, seminars and webinars and science meetings and GI tract, intestinal health meetings going on for the week in advance of that. That's what we've been talking about, in advance of that event. So it's going to be great for you to come and bring people and get contacts, everything else. Great, wonderful time for all Manotick associates. Ricky McVoe is there. That's a CrossFit guy. Was he hot? Chia is just something that happened in one of the entertainments. I won't go into it, but those who are there can giggle with me, as we know that. Gary Sanford got up and talked about the virtues of network marketing. I put a whole group of those in there so you could read that. Ray Robbins came out and said, you got to be attractive to be good in this business. Important characteristics, he gave a whole laundry list of that. And he talked about the importance of how to win friends and influence people as one of the first books he ever read. Al Bala got involved in talking about the international openings, and it's critically important that we all get that we all can participate in international expansion. And Diego Mejia got and talked about opening Colombia in the next month. They have all these meetings taking place there because the grand opening won't be till May, so you want to get connections. And I know Luciano came back and gave you some ideas. Oh, I got them later. Pinky's coming up. But so he talked about that, and I attached the chart. I know it says in the middle of it, but I think I had Lydia. Yep, there they are. There it is, monthly pre-launch meetings and the key features of competitive brands to ours in terms of youth cream, same size and different dollar prices. So you can probably take the prices, figure out what the products are back there. That's the last page of the outline. And then the monthly pre-launch meetings in Colombia. So you have it. And you want to be there. You want to get people involved. And Luciano gave us some great ideas how to do that. Rixabeth Sobavero. Everybody goes, who's Rixabeth? And how did I get her name spelled right? I texted Johanna Bala. No one else figured out what that name was that they kept mentioning from stage. She's an actress. She's a Latino movie star. She loves Oceline Plus. She loves youth. She travels with Manotick products on board. She puts everything in her bag and carries it on. She's about to be a major feature on Univision, and that's coming out in May. And guess what else is happening in May? We're opening Colombia, and she's known all over in the Latino marketplace. So, and boy, she was definitely a knockout. So she was, you know, it was fun to hear from her, and she's just a beautiful woman. So we're excited about the Latino movement and the Hispanic movement, and all of us can be involved in that. And we'll see from Luciano's comments. Russ Wood talked about opening Hong Kong. If you have connections in Hong Kong, read through that. Bob Adam went over the Mayan Riviera Challenge. By the way, we now have a location, and we have a date. The Mayan Riviera Challenge incentive will be at the Hyatt Ziva in Cancun. It's a brand-new hotel, five-star hotel, and the dates are May 15th through 19th, 2016, right? And then he talked about all that. You can look at the challenges. We have so much information on that. You can get it off the library if you don't know how to win it. Download the information off the library. And use the incentive as a tool. They had Hansen get up there and talk about how he achieved a new presidential level. He went from executive to presidential with one incentive, presidential to silver on another percentage, silver to gold on another incentive, and gold to platinum on another. He uses incentives as a way to grow his business, and absolutely works. So incentivize your people. Get them excited about winning that trip to the Mayan Riviera. Luciana talked about, I called him Pinky, and that's another inside joke. For those who are at the meeting, you know exactly what I was talking about, because we had this, well, I should tell, we had a Las Vegas kind of a, Cirque du Soleil, a little kind of a gay type presence there, but not really. But anyway, but Luciano was on stage, and the guy that was doing the, McVoe guy that was the CrossFit guy on stage helping him, and it was hilarious how he manipulated these guys, and he gave them nicknames, and he gave Luciano the name Pinky. So we've been bugging him ever since. But anyway, Luciano was great. He talked about how to sharing the business presentation, the flip chart, how to do it, get your excitement level up, make sure you get those flip charts as easy as can be. Your business doesn't become your business till you start doing the presentation. And he talked about how to build internationally. He says, walk up to any Hispanic and just say, are you from Colombia? I'd love to talk to you because I'm expanding my business in Colombia and I'm looking for contacts there. And if they say no, then you say, are you from Mexico? And they go, yes. Well, I already have a great business in Mexico. Do you have any contacts there? Because my business needs to be growing there as well. Find somebody. Then you go find somebody bilingual who can support you in growing your business. There are thousands of people who are bilingual everywhere. You just need to find one and put him in first and then grow your Hispanic business underneath them. Bingo, you are in Colombia, in Mexico, like no tomorrow. He says, go, just go do it. And Al talked about international sponsoring. They're going to put a new program in by the end of the year that's going to allow you to share the sponsoring, the money from the sponsor, different sponsors. So it's going to be a great program, so you don't have to worry about if I sign somebody up in Colombia, is somebody else's downline going to terminate them and bring them in underneath them because I can't support them. No, they're going to have like a international sponsoring where you share and the person that supports them down there shares in the income produced by that downline, that organization. Isn't that great? So you don't lose it by not going down there and working it. You have other people that are working it that share in the compensation, which I think is a great idea. I have yet to see it working, how it's going to work, but I love the idea, and Al promised on stage it'll be out by the end of the year. Ray Robbins talked about some, you know, following the three-point plan, and then he talked about enrolling two, who just enrolled two. I mean, I'm not really in favor of all that, but whatever you want to do, that's not, and to me, it's not consistent with the three-point plan. So, but he did talk about a different way of building a business. Al Bala, recruiting and power bonus changes. These are important. I'm over time. Do you guys mind hanging with me for another 5 minutes or 10 minutes, please? Okay, great. Lydia says no. Oh, she said go. Okay, so the power bonus changes are this. Manatech has accumulated power bonus credits from those of you who signed up one or two All-Stars 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years, from the time power bonus came out. They're still on the books because they never disappear, right? That's the way our power bonus works. Well, no more. So here's what they're doing. First of all, there's the transition period. If you have any accumulated power bonus credits from any time before this business period or even in this business period, you have to utilize them and get the power bonus, earn the power bonus to which they will be credited on or before BP7. So they have to be on or before BP7. So you have three full business periods to go use those, right? You got business period 4, 5, and 6 and the end of this business period to utilize all those credits you've accumulated. Okay? Everybody clear? And otherwise they're going to be gone. They wipe them clean. So you want to make sure it takes 4 All-Stars to earn the power bonus. So just go and look at what your status is and make sure you sign up a couple All-Stars to make it happen. That's one part of it. So they're wiping out. The second part is that they're going to have a consistent rolling kind of concept, a permanent change in earning a power bonus. Let's say you signed up an All-Star today. What business period are we in today? We're in business period 3. You would have 3 complete business periods to complete your power bonus using those All-Stars or that All-Star that you signed up this business period as part of the 4 credits, right? You need to have 4 All-Stars to do it. So let's say I sign up an All-Star today in business period 3. I sign up 2 more in 4. I don't sign any up in 5, and I don't sign any up in 6. My 3 complete business periods are 4, 5, and 6, but I only signed up 2 more All-Stars. Not 3, which is what I needed to complete my 4 in a 3 business period time frame. So I would lose the credit for the All-Star I signed up in this current business period 3. But I would still have the 2 credits from business period 4. So in business period 7 now, I'd want to definitely get 2 All-Stars because otherwise I lose those 2 credits too at the end of business period 7 because for the 2 I signed up business period 4, I had 5, 6, and 7, 3 complete business periods to complete my power bonus. Is that clear with everybody? That's a permanent change to our power bonus structure. So you want to get it clear. So what do you want to do as a leader? You want to go in and find out where all these power bonus credits are with all your people and incentivize them to go out and complete their power bonus. Don't you want them to earn the $500 to $400? Of course you do. You want people to be successful, so goad them on to be successful. Work with them to be successful. This is a great incentive to everybody to get off their rear ends and go out and find some people. And for $4.99, really? I mean, my new gal in Bastrop is signing everybody up at the All-Star level. She's got more All-Stars coming in than you can shake a stick at. Because it's not a lot. It's not, you know, we used to sell the All-Star pack at $10.99, and now it's $4.99. So very doable. Get her done. And number three, Manatech put a special bonus to really incentivize you to go do it. Because it's only a bonus that's going to run for three business periods. After business period six, this one's done. And it sounds, here's the special bonus special is this. It's called the 1-2-3 bonus special. What is it? If in one, the one stands for in one business period. The two stands for you sign up, you enroll two All-Stars. The three stands for you don't get paid just two direct bonuses. Manatech pays you a bonus of a third direct bonus. So instead of making $75 times two, which is $150, you're going to make $225. You get a free direct bonus out of air by signing two All-Stars up in one business period. And though that applies to BP 4, 5, and 6. You got it? 4, 5, and 6. You got three business periods to do it. What if you sign up four and you get a power bonus? Do they give you the 75 extra for the two that you sign up as well as the power bonus? Absolutely. It's a combo deal. It works all together. It's in addition to. It's not accepting out. It's in addition to. All right? So get that clear. There's a sheet on that in the library if you'd like to read some more about it. We'll take questions next week or the week after to help clarify it, but right now we got to keep going. Okay, Manifest next year. Eric Worre is our keynote speaker. Unbelievable. I did that in the announcement. I'll probably be announcing it every Monday for the next 52 weeks. I mean, I'm so excited about having Eric Worre. I don't know about you guys. $49 for his training a day in advance of the Manifest. Because Sunday's always reserved for our product trainings and special other professional trainings. So you want to be there. They had an early bird special. I don't know how many people did this, but I sent it out to all my downline. I put a blast email out to everybody. I said, hey, if you go on the Internet right now, you can get an early bird special if you do it by 12 midnight Central Daylight Time. And Lydia was on the phone last night getting about 20 more people with the early bird special. The early bird special took about $200 worth of value, which was the registration, which is $69, the Eric Worre training, $49, and then the M5M gala, which was another like $69 or something, I don't know, it was $49 or something, because that's going to be a special, huge party, masquerade party. All of those, you could register for all of those things, like $160, $170 deal for $125 if you got it done by midnight last night. Now, the silly thing was that you could do it, and Manatech put an ability to cancel your registration by February 1st. So you could just make the investment, and if you didn't end up going, you cancel it. But why would you cancel it? I told all my people, I said, hey, if you end up trying to cancel it, guess what? I can find somebody who will take that from you because I know there are going to be tons of people that are going to want to take advantage of this. And I can't wait. I don't know about you guys. I've never been to a masquerade party in my life, and I kind of think that sounds fun. And you know what? We had a lot of fun at this Manifest. It was perfectly. And we want to give kudos to Patty Anthe, who organized this event. It was perfect distribution of fun and training and recognition. Nothing dragged. It was like it ran, I thought, incredibly smoothly. Okay, so that was that. Next was panel of associates after the Manifest promotion. Panel of associates who visited South Africa, hosted by Bob Adam and Angela. And every one of us got to get on stage. We sat in chairs. I think there were 15 of us, or 7 and 6, 13 associates, and then Angela and Bob. We sat as a panel on stage, and each one of us had 1 minute to give one of the most important aspects of that we learned that we're applying in our lives today, that we brought out of it. Now, trust me, you guys, that each one of us, we didn't want to say the same thing over and over again, because a lot of us had certain things that were really important. The culture to me was like, resounding. I mean, the culture was just resounding. So I took one aspect. I could have talked about culture for an hour and a half, but I took one aspect of that, which was really big, was this personal responsibility. But you can see everybody took a different topic to give you a cross-section and give all the associates in the whole organization out there in the audience something to take home with where do I need to make a change in my life? So look at these, review these. They're really critical for everybody. I think everybody did a great job. The panel was terrific. I just kudos to my team from South Africa. But it was a life-changing, transformational event for all of us. John O'Leary, last but not least. Wow. This guy's something special. And you can look him up on the internet and you can do some research on this guy, but what happened is when he was 9 years old, he was, you know, hanging out with bad kids, and he went into his garage and he was trying to hug a 5-gallon can of gas and pour a little gas out because one of his friends showed him you could light a match, and he watched it spoof up, it danced, the match danced, and he watched a friend do it. So he did it in his garage and he blew out the garage and at the same time caused his gasoline to go over his entire body. And he, and of course, you're told to do what when you get gasoline? Roll on the floor and get it in a rug or something, right? Wrap yourself in something to put out the flames. But, you know, the reality strikes, you're not coming from love, you're coming from fear. And he was running through the house, and his parents weren't home, his brother was there, and finally wrapped him in a blanket. But he had massive burns. 90% of his body was burned, 80% were third-degree burns. And the doctors gave him like a 1% chance of surviving. And he remembers looking up in the hospital bed with his mom saying, am I going to die? And his mother said, do you want to die? He says, you must decide. It is your life. I can't pick it for you. What an incredible mom. And he said, no, I don't want to die. And then his mom said, then take the hand of God, walk the journey with him, and you fight like you've never fought before. So he was so inspirational for all of us. And it was a different kind of inspiration. It was about, what are we fighting for? Do we really want to live? What's our why? And he asked all these questions. And he said, open your heart up every day. He said, I love you and there's nothing you can do about it. I love you and there's nothing you can do about it. Isn't that a great statement? And I said that to my associates. I was walking, I love you and there's nothing you can do about it. It's cool. So he talked about the power of why. Well, you can endure anything when you have the power of why. And he talked about his power. And he talked about Jack Buck, the St. Louis Cardinal baseball announcer, came in. It was John's hero, right? And he came in and he saw the kid and he said, kid, you're going to live. And when you're out of here, we'll have a John O'Leary celebration at the ballpark. So, kid, keep fighting. And when he left John's room, John remembered seeing him bend over on his knees outside his door and just crying against the window. And guess who came back the next day? Kid! Wake up, kid! You're going to live! And when you're out of here, we're going to have a John O'Leary celebration at the ballpark, right? And he came back day after day. And finally, when that day came, there he was in the ballpark. And he saw Jack's eyes. They showed a picture of it, his eyes and his smile. And you could just see this young kid that had all the will to live inside of him. I mean, basically all his muscle tissue was burned off, people. This kid doesn't have any. This guy lives in so much pain every day of his life, it's almost unbearable. It's incredible. But he had his pictures up there. He went to college. When he graduated from college, guess who came to his college graduation? Hey, kid! Right? And at this college graduation, Buck gave him the crystal ball baseball that he was given when he was entered the Baseball Hall of Fame as his graduation gift. Isn't that incredible? Lots of other, but it was incredible. I'm just telling you, people, buy the book, Overwhelming Odds. Read the book. The guy was phenomenal. It's just so motivational. It's just so inspirational. It's so awesome, his story. It was just very, very special. And by the way, he showed a picture of his bride who married this guy. I mean, he doesn't even have hands. He's got these little stubs, but he was doing, you know, funny how he had to hold on to things, and he couldn't walk perfectly flat. One foot was always kind of elevated, and you could see he's so scrawny. I mean, you could see there was no muscle mass in his body. And his wife, the most beautiful woman. In fact, he started laughing. He goes, people ask me how I got her. That's their number one question. In this. But he has such a heart. You can see why a woman would be attracted to him. All right, people. The next is the training that was on. That was the end of Manifest. We had a great party that night. Ooh, it was huge. The next was the training that that Nugent did, and he did his classic product training. And I told you in the outline to go to my website, manatrain.net, and look up the date. It was 11/17/2014 under event review, and that outline covers all of the product stuff, right? Except one thing, the youth. So I added all the information on the youth is attached to here, and you're going to see some other things attached as well, which are just concepts that I was picking up as I was listening and as I was typing already on preparing this 30-page outline for you today. Ta-da! I think we made it. Just a few minutes late. Okay, any last-minute comments? Do you guys think this is going to be valuable for you? Lydia, I think they all hung up. They couldn't handle the last 15 minutes. Okay,
no,
everybody.
I didn't hang up.
Oh, good.
Hello,
you stuck through the thick and thin. Some of you said, I just relived Manifest one more time.
Thank you so much. Wonderful.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All I can tell you, people, for those who weren't there.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know how to unmute it. That's so funny. I listened to everything, and it was like reliving it. And, oh, man, I hear, you know how people say they're born-again Christians? I think I'm a born-again Manitech person.
Isn't that a wonderful thing to say?
Yeah,
I think you hit the nail on the head, Lori. It's exactly
and,
right.
And I took my daughter for the first time. She was on crutches because she just
broke
her foot. And, oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Anyway, so thank you so much for this call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have a good
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely. Thank all you guys. Thanks and appreciate you. And like I said, we're going to do a lot of follow-up on this coming forward in the upcoming Mondays. It won't be this coming Monday because I'm out of town, so I'll have a guest speaker. But I guarantee you we're going to focus on this material for the next at least 3 to 4 Monday calls because I want to get this ingrained in your brain, and I want you taking it and utilizing it in the field in a huge way. But it was, I think Lori put it absolutely right. You really did. It was like a rebirth of Manitech. It was almost like I felt like I just signed up for the first time, and I was exhilarated. I had a lot of new people there as well, and they were off the charts. In fact, I had 2 people in the audience that hadn't even signed up yet, and they're both, of course, signing up, and they can't wait to build a monstrous business. So it had an impact on so many people in so many ways, and I just appreciate all of you who attended, all of you on this call this morning that have stuck through the thick and thin with Manitech over the years. This is a new day. It's a phenomenal new day, and I just am ecstatic about what 2015 is going to bring for every one of your lives. So love you guys, and we'll be in touch next week. Don't forget, end of business period. Let's make it happen. Talk to you later.